Tua said the market is the market. Well, the Dolphins looked back at him and said, the game is the game.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
The wait is finally over. Today, a monumental day in the history of Miami Dolphins franchise and above average to good quarterbacks. July 26th, good people on a Friday going into the weekend. Is this, I guess it could be considered like a Friday news dump. Tua Tagovailoa announcing his extension with the Miami Dolphins. 4 years, $212 million, $167 million guaranteed. Tua and his future in Miami has been settled and decided, and now we get to gauge what this Dolphins team is going to be going forward. It's not anything that is market resetting. It's not anything that's going to change the way that we view what other quarterbacks are going to be able to get paid in the future. But it is somewhat of a win-win for everybody involved. Chris Greer and the Dolphins don't feel like you had to match what Trevor Lawrence got with the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's right on par with what the Detroit Lions gave Jared Goff, who's reached the Super Bowl and also was like a couple plays away from getting the Lions to one last year. Tua at $53 million per year, the third highest annual per year right now. And this is absolutely sensational to cruise into a Friday. It's a top five Friday. I'm going to be giving my top five challengers to the Mahomes throne in the AFC. Which five quarterbacks have the biggest shot, the most confidence to be able to challenge Mahomes in the AFC this season alone? It's a one-year top five, and I'll give you a heads up. If you're a Dolphins fan and you're a Tua believer, you might not be too happy where Tua is going to rank on that one. And then, of course, we have Mike Tannenbaum coming on in today, a perfect day to have a former NFL GM, former Dolphins boss, and Jets GM on the show on a theoretically speaking Friday, a top five Friday, and scheduled to appear later on. Marcel Louis-Jacques, NFL Nation reporter covering the Dolphins here. I think this is going on like year three. And he's been obviously reporting on these negotiations for Tua and the Dolphins for so long. So a packed out Friday, C-Cat on the ones and twos on the other side. And I'm excited, man. This is exactly what you want. Gearing up for NFL season. We're less than a week away from the Hall of Fame game, and we know Tua's worth. C-Cat, you're a fan of the AFC team and the Baltimore Ravens.
Sure am.
You see Tua gets this contract. You see the Dolphins have locked themselves in with Tua Tagovailoa going into year five under Mike McDaniel. As a Ravens fan, him at that number with that offense, does it strike any fear in your heart?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. No, never. We never have been. No. I can't say it any more clear than this. No, the Dolphins,
yeah.
The sky isn't falling for the Dolphins. The ceiling has been set for the Dolphins. You just kind of locked it in for the next 4 years.
The Dolphins are going to be just very good. Like, that's the way I assess this right now. With Tua as your quarterback, it doesn't seem like there's anybody that really feels like he's taking it to another level. 2023 felt like a career year, and he did earn this, right? He proved he can play 17 games. He led the league in passing over those 17 games, all the while NFL quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks, are going down all across the league. Deshaun Watson, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. Everybody's getting banged up and hurt last year. And Tua proved to be healthy. So he did deserve this. He did earn this. But I do wonder, when you look at eighth most guaranteed money in the NFL right now with $167 million, when you look at third most annually per year for Tua Tagovailoa, is it too high? Is it too low? Is it just right? When I gauge it out and I look at what the Lions gave Goff, I got to give Chris Greer and the Dolphins an A-plus on this one. It feels just right. And when Mike Tannenbaum pulls up, I'm going to have to ask him if he knows whether or not how many years it would take for the Dolphins to be able to get out of this deal comfortably if Tua doesn't perform up to the level of this contract. But it feels like a contract that 2 years from now, it's not going to rank in the top 10. It'll probably be right around there, like 9, 10, 11, 12 in the And you think about in the NFL right now because of the guys that are coming behind them with C.J. Stroud and the Jordan Loves of the world that are going to sign, Dak Prescott. So it does feel a little weird, but I would say right now it feels just right. We put it out there on Twitter. Too high, too low, or just right. This Tua Tagovailoa deal with the Dolphins, $53 million a year, $167 guaranteed, a four-year deal for $212 million. And we'll put it out there right now on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. Dolphins fans, or maybe just Tua haters, what do you think of this deal with the Dolphins right now? 4 years, 212. Too high, too low, or just right? And the Baptist Health Hotline is 888-760-3776. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. The real question here, too, for the Dolphins is, like we said, it feels like they've locked themselves into being very good. Last year, they were 11-6. It looked like they were going to win their first division title in some time. It looked like they might be set up to get the one seed in the AFC, but the wheels fell off. You think about the Titans game where they blow a 13-point lead in the last 2 minutes. You think about the Bills game where if you win that one, you can secure the division. Like, there were so many opportunities for the Dolphins late last year to put themselves in position to give more confidence to fans, and they came up short. 1-5 against playoff teams. Only once against the team that made the playoffs last year was Tua able to elevate that offense enough to score more than 20 points. And that was the Cowboys game where they scored 22, and that was the only playoff team they beat. And look at what Jordan Love did to that same Cowboys defense in the playoffs just like a few weeks later for the Packers. With not Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle on the outside, but like Wicks and Watson and Dobbs. The book is kind of out on what the ceiling can be for Tua Tagovailoa right now. And the question is, what is the confidence going to be in these Dolphins? It is a top five Friday. And if you're in the AFC, and especially if you're trying to, you know, make a deal with a quarterback, this Tua extension is the third one this offseason. You had Goff, you had Trevor Lawrence with the Jaguars, and now you get Tua. If you're signing a quarterback in the AFC right now, C-Cat, what should be your number one question on your mind as a general manager or anybody in the front office?
Stay healthy.
Well, what do you want that quarterback to be able to do if you are signing a quarterback to a long-term extension in the AFC right now and I'm hoping you're trying to win games, hopefully, you know, compete towards a Super Bowl. What do you have to get through?
Patrick Mahomes.
And that's exactly where I want to take this top five Friday. Because for me, and for the Dolphins' money, as good as it is to lock into a guy who you know can run Mike McDaniel's offense, and it was steady, and you said it perfectly earlier, C-Cat, he has a very high floor, it doesn't feel like Tua has the ceiling to be able to get the Dolphins over a team like the Chiefs in the playoffs, let alone some of the other challengers. So on a top five Friday here on Theoretically Speaking, I'm going to give right now my top five quarterbacks who can challenge the throne to Patrick Mahomes in 2024. It is a Top 5 Friday, and the Top 5 brought to you by Discover the Palm Beaches. Let's hit that music.
Top 5, no debating. Top 5, top 5, top 5.
Again, this Top 5 brought to you by Discover the Palm Beaches, who encourages you to get out and show off the place that you call home and you know and love. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches. That is the hashtag right there. Hop on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere you go. Post a picture of yourself at your favorite hangout spot, maybe your favorite restaurant with a special dish in front of you. Maybe it's a nostalgic sporting field that you used to play at. Pull up to it, take a picture or video, hashtag love the Palm Beaches, and you submit yourself to be able to win all kinds of different gifts, vacations, dining cards, anything. There's a lot of stuff Discover the Palm Beaches wants to bless you with, and all you got to do is show off how special Palm Beach County is to your family, your friends, and everybody on social media. Once you do that, you hop online. You go to lovethepalmbeaches.com/love. You submit a form right there, and you're in. And you have a chance not just to show off paradise and why Palm Beach County is the best place to live, work, and play. You also win yourself a little Skrilla on the side. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Tap in and get it going. All right, top five challengers in the AFC when it comes to quarterbacks, when it comes to going up against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And at number five.
Number five.
We got Aaron Rodgers in 2024. Him with the Jets, it's hit or miss. But when I talk about confidence, not just in a regular season, but being able to play in December/January, he hasn't done a lot of that lately, but he's done it before. And for Rodgers, if Garrett Wilson works out, if Mike Williams is healthy, if Nate Hackett stays out of the way, I got somewhat some confidence that that team can get through a team like the Chiefs, especially with that defense. Number four.
Number four.
C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. He has a top three skill group around him out there in Houston. He has a budding head coach who showed himself to be one of the best last year in D'Amico Ryans and continues to evolve likely this season. And they bring in Stephon Diggs. And that guy has had some prolific performances against that Chiefs defense here and there. He can really help. Those are a lot of guys to stop. Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Dalton Schultz. I mean, where do you start? Again, top five challengers to the Patrick Mahomes throne in the AFC this year.
Number three.
Number three is Josh Allen. I mean, we saw it last year in the divisional round, how much of a stress and strain he put on the Chiefs defense. Now, of course, he's a turnover machine, so for my money, it's hard to buy in on a guy like that. That's why for Tua Tagovailoa, it's also tough for me to be one to be committal to him. I mean, 14 interceptions last year and a lot of big ones in moments that the Dolphins needed, just consistency. Allen's that same way, but the ceiling with Josh Allen is so high. We'll see what he does with the lack of weapons in Buffalo.
Number two.
Number two is Joe Burrow, the guy we've seen do it before. Only two guys have beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs since Mahomes has entered the NFL. That's Tom Brady and Joe Burrow. If the Bengals can get their stuff together this year, if they can, you know, get Ja'Marr Chase to stop hating on Patrick Mahomes out loud, and if T. Higgins is really playing in that contract year for the next deal, they could be willing and dealing. You got two A1 receivers on both sides if you're Joe Burrow. And plus, he has the confidence. I am a little bit out on the haircut. It's kind of weird. Knock it off.
Number one.
Number one, the number one AFC challenger to the Mahomes throne in conference at quarterback. It's a two-time MVP. It's the quarterback and leader for your team, C-Cat.
Yeah.
In Baltimore, Lamar Jackson. He didn't get it done last year. First year offensive coordinator Todd Monken called a horrendous game plan. Lamar Jackson played a little bit out of his style as well, attacking the Chiefs secondary a little bit too much. Of course, the bad throw at the end that you keep on references. But if there's anybody that can do it, that I would put my confidence in 2024, it's that Lamar Jackson with an improved offense again. And we'll see what they look like on defense without Mike McDonald. There it was. And again, the Top 5 Friday was brought to you by Discover the Palm Beaches. C-Cat, any issues with that list? The challengers to the Mahomes throne in the AFC, no Tua Tagovailoa there.
No Tua, no Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
And dare I say, if he stays healthy in 2024, I think you might see Anthony Richardson there.
Ooh, I actually love that.
He lit it up for, yeah, what, 4 or 5 weeks? I know it's a tiny, tiny sample size, but he looked really good.
I love not just the potential of Anthony Richardson, the ceiling of it, but Shane Steichen as a play caller and a designer for the Colts, like his ability to not just do what he did with Jalen Hurts, but then do what he did with Richardson. And he kind of held water with Gardner Minshew last year as well, filling in. Like, that dude is I think, better than we're giving him credit for to date.
I think he's a very buy low in terms of the stock of Anthony Richardson, yeah, right now, because people have forgotten about him. I'm not into a card buying and selling, but if I were, I would be buying a bunch of Anthony Richardson cards right now.
Would not be mad at that at all. I will say this. Tua just got paid. He just got the big bag.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
That's how he's walking around right now.
With your broke ass.
He sat out the first couple of days of camp. He did practice this morning, signaling he would be getting that major deal, and he did just that. 53 a year. Third most annually for any quarterback right now, and the eighth most guaranteed at 167. We continue to discuss the Tua contract as we continue on this Top 5 Friday on Theoretically Speaking. And around the corner, We're going to have Mike Tannenbaum, and we're going to have Marcel Louis-Jacques. Tannenbaum, of course, joins us weekly. Marcel making his debut on Theoretically Speaking, talking to a contract, how we got to this point, plus the confidence in the Dolphins going forward. And it'll be a good year for the Dolphins if they can win a division. It would be an immaculate year if they could be crowned champions. Nobody is, you know, predicting that. But when it comes to champions, we know right here in West Palm Beach, you don't got to go far. If you're out there in Miami Gardens hoping for a champion, I wouldn't wait on the Dolphins. How about you drive up about an hour and a half, get to West Palm Beach to the flagship campus of Kaiser University, and check out those Seahawks. 22 national championships. Deuce, deuce. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's the amount of players on a football field at one time. 22. 11 on both sides. You go in that basketball gym, you look up, all kind of banners decorating all over the wall. The dropping banners is a hobby for the Seahawks. And that's what they do. The 2023 NAIA football champions, defending champs. Shout out Coach Miles Russ. And of course, they also have the back-to-back swimming and diving women's champions in the NAIA. KUSeahawks.com. KUSeahawks.com. Check them out. Watch them defend the beach, the flagship campus of Kaiser University, where champions are made. Stay up to date on those Kaiser Seahawks. KUSeahawks.com. On the other side, Mike Tannenbaum pulls up to talk to a contract and the future of the Miami Dolphins. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Tua Tagovailoa and his extension with the Dolphins announced today on day three of Dolphins camp. And we'll get right to it. Won't keep him waiting, because we have on the line here for Theoretically Speaking, former Dolphins VP, former Jets GM, Mike Tannenbaum, to give his first reaction to Tua. $212 million over 4 years, $167 million guaranteed, an annual of right above $53 million. Mike T, first and foremost, thanks for taking out time today. How are you on this Friday?
Doing great, Theo. Obviously, very newsworthy day here in South Florida.
Yes, yes, yes. We lined it up perfectly. When we rescheduled you from Monday to Friday, we knew what was coming, our ram in the bush, Tua's contract. And when you hear those numbers, as a guy that used to work on these deals and make these kind of things happen, what was your first reaction?
Yeah, you know, obviously want to see some of the details on the guarantees, but a couple of things stand out to me, Theo. First of all, you know, it's a relatively modest extension relative to the number of years. So I believe he'll be 30 when this contract's up. And really, that is interesting because in some ways he's betting on himself, saying, hey, I'm going to play really well over the next 3 years, so I want another big bite of the apple. If we had seen a 7 or 8 year deal, that would have taken him through, you know, the meaningful earning years of his career. So I thought that was really interesting. And then again, you know, the big question is on the guarantees, how much risk is there? How much is fully guaranteed? And, you know, we'll see the details in the coming days. But look, based on how he played last year, to slot him in, you know, where he is now, I think it's pretty appropriate. And then, you know, we'll see what happens, you know, obviously with Jordan Love and Dak Prescott, and the market will keep evolving. But, you know, Tua got what he, you know, based on how he played last year, he got what he certainly earned on the field.
The 4 years, and I know you mentioned it almost as a benefit for Tua, is that also somewhat of protection for the Dolphins? Because I'm guessing if it's 4 years, they can probably get out with no harm after three, and that depends on Tua's both performance in December and January as well as his health, right?
Yeah, see, I think that's a great point, which is I'm sure both sides went into this deal, Tua thinking like, hey, I've done everything that there is to prove, you know, put me at $60 million a year with, you know, guarantees approaching Deshaun Watson, let's say. I'm sure in the back of Miami's mind is like, look, you know, got hurt in college. He's played one full season in the NFL. Those are just the facts. And while he played, you know, extremely well last year, you know, can we protect ourselves? And I think by them, as you said, probably getting out of it after year three gives them some protection as well.
Tua Tagovailoa inking the richest deal in Dolphins history to date. 4 years, $212 million. Joining us now to talk about it, former GM Mike Tannenbaum, NFL insider. For Tua right now, though, Now that he has this locked in and we know what the Dolphins are going to be over the next, let's just say, 3 years, does this feel like a team that has any kind of semblance or route to being able to contend with some of those top teams in the AFC, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Bills of the world? Or do you feel like this kind of locks them into this kind of very good place where they're maybe contending for AFC East titles like I think they can do, but never really a serious threat in the playoffs?
Yeah, I look, that's totally fair. Like, they're going to have to play well in December or January to get over the hump and, you know, to silence the critics. But I can tell you from sitting in that seat in both Miami and New York, which is, look, Tua has flaws. Those are well documented. He's a good player. And what happens is you sit there, Theo, and say, like, look, $53 million, it's a lot of money. But if he goes to free agency, someone's going to pay him more. Because someone's going to look at him and say, hey, you know, compared to what we have, this looks really good. And now if you're in Miami and you're sitting there, you know, next offseason, who are you going to get? So I think that's why we see these quarterbacks get locked up. And very few ever make it to the market because you say to yourself, like, who else is out there to get? And that's why, like, a big factor in these deals is unless you have somebody in the pipeline, the way Green Bay did a great job of having Jordan Love to let Aaron Rodgers go, you see very few guys actually get out there.
Mike, we have two other quarterbacks that are waiting to get paid, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott. Does this contract, as you mentioned, pretty modest in terms of years, kind of run-of-the-mill of the market in terms of dollar value, is this going to affect Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott negotiations?
Yeah, I tweeted about that. Like, if I'm Dak Prescott, I do absolutely zero, guys. I just wait, and I can't be franchised. I can't be traded. Assuming Jordan Love gets signed, Brock Purdy as, look, an RFA, I don't think he's going to do anything that's going to consequentially change the market. But I think this is today, obviously, Tua was a winner. But in my mind, Dak Prescott was a bigger winner.
Ooh. So Dak Prescott benefits from this because it was above 53. Like, where's the floor for Dak now? And also your guy, Jordan Love, like, where's the floor going to be for him if he sits out this year and waits until next year and kind of performs at that same level in Green Bay?
Yeah, well, I think it was a big day for Dak for a couple of reasons. One is I think Jordan Love's market, look, I think it's 56, 57 because of his age and how well he's played. But I think Dak's the big winner because I think his number begins with a 6 because there's not going to be another quarterback out there. And you could, you know, look, it could be Vegas. It could be either of the New York teams next year that are absolutely desperate for a quarterback. It could be the Saints. So my point is, if the three of us were running a team and we needed a quarterback and it's next March, that list of options just got a lot smaller.
You just mentioned the New Orleans Saints, and I've like tried to rack my mind about what they've done over the past 2 years and what they're trying to do over the next couple. If I were to give you like a $1 million check and say, you can cash this if you can tell me what direction New Orleans is actually going in right now, would you be able to confidently bring that check to the bank?
It's fair. I think what they've tried to do is keep the window open, made the transition from Sean Payton to Dennis Allen, made the transition from, you know, Drew Brees to obviously Derek Carr, who's, you know, let's face it, a good but not certainly great quarterback. And I think they've tried to stay relevant, stay competitive, and never took that big step back. But they haven't taken that big step forward in the last couple of years either.
Got you. Mike Tannenbaum joining us here. We're talking Tua extension. We're talking also just overall quarterback play around the NFL here today on a Friday on Theoretically Speaking. My last one on this one, Mike T., We were originally going to talk about the Dak destinations today before the Tua deal got inked. And I'm curious, you already mentioned a couple in Vegas and the New York teams. But where do you feel right now today is most likely that he stays with the incumbent in Dallas next year when he renegotiates this thing out, or that he actually does look for a new destination based on what we've heard from Jerry Jones and what we're seeing happen with other quarterback contracts around the league?
Oh, I think he's gone. And I think it's pretty fundamental. If he was going to be signed, like, what are we waiting for here? Let him go above Burrow, call it whatever, $58 million a year, and let's go. The fact every day it doesn't get done tells me with more certainty that he's gone. And you look, if you're a quarterback, look at the Raiders guys, Jacoby Myers, Devontae Adams, Brock Bowers. Like, that would be a great place to go if you're a quarterback with a great group of skill players.
I absolutely do Love that right there. Mike T, I appreciate you joining us on this Friday, helping us out with this breaking news with Tua. And again, looking forward to seeing what Love gets now from that and what Dak gets, because the market is only going to continue to climb. Appreciate you, Doc.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys.
You as well. That's Mike Tannenbaum, as always, brought to you by Eisner Ampner. And also, he's brought to you with just some great insight there. I mean, he's a guy that would work on these deals, and he gave us a lot of like nuggets there. We got to get to tweeting.
Yeah, Dak Prescott's the biggest winner today.
Yeah.
Also, Dak Prescott is gone. Like, that just, he is going to be one more year in Dallas, and he will be in a different uniform come 2025. I love it, man.
Absolutely love that work from Mike Tannenbaum, who joined us on the Baptist Health Hotline. On the other side, don't forget, we're bringing in Marcel Louis-Jacques next here on Theoretically Speaking. But first, let me tell you about Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, because are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Do you need to see an expert in the field? Well, if joint pain is going to be affecting your quality of life, at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery, as well as new, less invasive treatments, with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. On the other side, Marcel Louis-Jacques joins us to break down how this all got settled out. Tua reuniting with the Dolphins. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
They caught us slipping. They caught us slipping. We didn't expect it to happen on this Friday, but it did. Tua Tagovailoa signing his major extension with the Miami Dolphins, 4 years, $212 million. And the man reporting on that, though from afar, because they caught him slipping as well, NFL Nation's Marcel Louis-Jacques, who covers the Dolphins and is gracious enough to join us on this Friday. Marcel, what's happening, Doc?
Man, it definitely caught me by surprise a little bit. I can't say slipping, though, because we had two things ready to go. Man, I think we had everything published within 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think we're proud of that. But, man, I knew this was good. As soon as I got on the plane, I was like, man, I know this is going to happen today.
Well,
I know it's going to happen today.
Look, it caught you on the plane. It caught our guy Cam Wolf with the NFL Network on the plane as well. It just was – it's one of those things where you couldn't time it up, but – could it have come at a better time for the Dolphins, 3 days into camp here? And also on top of that, with a guy like Tua, who one of the biggest questions I've been getting all summer is, well, why don't they just let him play on the fifth-year contract or fifth-year option? Why don't they just franchise him and do this, that, and the third? You know Mike McDaniel well. You know Tua and his representation well. They were never going to go that route, right?
No, that is not how you build faith in your organization with your players. You know, you like to set the tone, set the precedent that you come in, you work hard, you do your job, you perform, you will be rewarded. And, you know, stretching something out, this was already, I think, lasted a little longer than either side wanted to, but to stretch it out and make him play on that fifth year and then tag him again, it's not conducive to building a strong locker room. Not to mention, you're just prolonging the inevitable, right? It's only going to get more expensive. We saw that this year,
yeah.
Right? Jared Goff came in at $53 million. Trevor Lawrence came in at $55 a year. And then, so you know, Tua's people had to come in, like, the Price is Right, at $53.1 million per year, just to make sure he beat the Goff contract. But it's only getting more expensive. They might as well have done it right now. That's exactly what they did.
Now, take us behind the curtain right here, Marcel, because you're right. Y'all got this up on ESPN.com like minutes after it happened. I'm guessing the bulk of the story that you pinned for .com was already set in stone. You just had to get the details of the contract and plug it in. Like, I see the Marino notes in here. Of course, you talked Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Like, how much of this stuff was already in the can waiting to get fired off?
So you like to have just like the bones of it, right? You know, they agreed to a deal. Here's some background. You want to provide background of the situation, and then once it actually drops, you can plug in the numbers, let it go, and then add additional context. So that's what we did, and then added the context of, you know, of Marino, of, okay, this is the richest contract in Dolphins history. This is where he ranks among highest paid players in terms of average annual value and in terms of guaranteed money. So that's how it goes right there. You want to be able to have something up fairly quickly so that, you know, it helps you not swim. And you know how it works, man, with breaking news. You know, when something hits, there's that like 5 to 10 second window where like your head spins a little bit. Yeah, okay, where do I start? Come to terms with what just happened. Like, where do I need to be? What do I need to do? Then you can breathe. No, okay, this is where we're at right now. This is what I have to do. It helps you come up with that plan. And so that's how the worldwide leader stays the worldwide leader, man. Like, we have contingencies for this.
Straight like that. And that's how the Dolphins, at least they keep that offense in a consistent place, and they will be competitive. Marcel Louis-Jacques joining us right now, NFL Nation reporter for ESPN, covering the Dolphins and also has been covering this Tua extension all summer long. It's happened today. He gets $167 million guaranteed and $53 a year. For you, Marcel, when you look at where the Dolphins stand right now, both defensively, offensively, and now with Tua as their leader, how much closer does this get them to actually contending in the AFC, being able to snap that longest streak, the embarrassing 24-year mark of not winning a playoff game since 2000? Like, is there any more confidence now around that organization that this can get them done? Get that done?
Yeah, you know, the thing about Tua that we've seen over the past couple of years, when he is confident, when he feels like, you know, he's got people in his corner, he's got people behind him, that's when he plays his best ball. When he's under stress, under fire, under that kind of pressure, like, not, it's not, you know, a matter of being soft or mentally weak, but like, everybody likes to know that somebody is in their corner, their organization has their back. And ever since Mike McDaniel came in and proved exactly that, we have seen the best version of Tua Tagovailoa. So this is, I mean, how much more of a vote of confidence can you get than a $212 million contract? I think we're going to see the best version of Tua Tagovailoa. He's already shed weight. It looks like he's moving well. By all reports, he came out and tore it up today in his first full day of practice. He looked like somebody that just signed a $200 million contract. I think they are ready to compete. On paper, this is a roster built to compete in the AFC. But talent is never the issue with Miami, right? Like, it has been performance late in the season. Can you get it done in December? I think their record's like 2-6 under Mike McDaniel the past 2 years in December or later. That's not going to get it done. That's not how you win a championship. So if they can get over that late season December hurdle, I think the sky is the limit for this Miami Dolphins team.
Now you used to cover the Bills, right? And now you've been, what, this is year three going on covering the Dolphins?
It's year four, actually.
Year four. Time flies. Time really flies. when you're having fun there. The late season stuff, right? The December, the cold weather games, the inability to perform against playoff teams. How does that get fixed? Is there any feeling around how that can be turned in the right direction, or is there any moves they did this offseason to give themselves more confidence? Because it does feel like this is a similar version of what the Dolphins were last year. And if we are to believe that, then the things you just talked about, the ailments that have hurt them down the stretch in the season, like, how does that even go away?
Yeah, it's one of those things where the only way to do it is just to do it, right? Like, the way to ride a bike is to go learn to ride a bike is to go ride a bike. I think the first step is recognizing that there is an issue. And that, by all accounts, it's something that Mike McDaniel has repeatedly taken accountability for and acknowledged that, like, this narrative exists because we have allowed it to exist. Like, the only way for us to change this narrative is to start winning these games and start changing the narrative ourselves. It's completely within our control. We hear him say that over and over and over again. I think one critical addition that they've added in on the defensive side of the ball is safety Jordan Poyer. There's a lot of conversation about how much gas does he have left in the tank. You know, by all accounts, he is fully healthy right now. It's not something that he's been able to say going into the past few seasons up there in Buffalo. He's home, so there's a mental aspect of knowing, like, I don't have to leave my family to go to work anymore. I can just drive right down the street. I'm not over here renting a house and flying them up on the weekends and so on and so forth. So there's a level of comfort there. He's not going to be relied on to do a whole lot. There's a pre-safety rotation. I think that, you know, he and Marcus May will rotate in with each other. But he also brings a certain mentality, you know, a mentality of, like, when we get hit in the mouth, we're not going to fold. If the other team hits first, we're not going to roll over and fold over. Like, we're going to swing back. And I think having dogs like that on your defense that helps you set a tone. So I think, you know, getting a tone setter like that, I think even a Tierra Tart is famously a chirper on the field. Like, to get a somebody like people like that can help change your attitude as an organization. I think that's what you need to do. It's just, it's a mental hurdle, right, at this point, just like beating the Bills. You know, like, I think toe-to-toe, they should be able to go toe-to-toe or beat the Bills on paper, but it's something they have not been able to do over their past 15 games. I think they're like 1-14 or 2-13, something wild like that. The only way to do it is to do it. You know, sometimes it's really that simple.
Well, the only way to do it is to do it. The market is the market, and the quarterback got paid. Marcel, appreciate you. Enjoy your weekend, your wedding weekend, and looking forward to seeing you back here in South Florida. I will dust off the clubs and get back on that course with you soon, bro.
I'm about to say, I'll make that trip up to West Palm specifically for that course. So yeah, that one's worth the drive.
Exactly. You know what it is. You know what it is. Y'all enjoy the weekend, man, and we'll chop it up with you again soon there.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. That's Marcel Louis-Jacques, NFL Nation reporter, covering the Dolphins for ESPN. Going on year 4 now, and again, reporting on that Tua Tagovailoa deal. The richest in Dolphins history, 53 a year. $167 million guaranteed, 4 years, 212. A beautiful pairing there. You know, after we do hit the course, after we do knock some balls around, and of course, Marcel's, who's way better, he's a way better golfer than me, trying to catch up to him. The easiest way for me to deal with that loss that I suffer, pull up to a Duffy Sports Grill. Hop in there, get some 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. You know they keep them coming, they keep them going. It's a good time. Plus, this time of year, especially right now, when we see all of these amazing athletes going for gold, there's so many different events, so many different things you want to be locked in on. 80 or more television screens in every single Duffy Sports Grill. Duffy'sMVP.com. That's the website. Tap in right now. Duffy'sMVP.com. If you're feeling very valuable like I am, jump on there, become a rewards member, be an MVP like me, and start tracking those rewards. And then every time you pull up, and maybe it's, you know, it's dog days of summer right now through July 31st. You got 5 more days. Keep on racking up those rewards as you scarf down those hot dogs. Duffy'sMVP.com, known for their award-winning burgers and award-winning wings, but of course the 2-for-1 drinks, that's what you stay for. Duffy'sMVP.com. At Duffy's, our game is always on. A very fun Friday here. A top 5 Friday, but also nobody's probably had a better week so far. I mean, Tua's got to be feeling pretty good. But nobody's having a better week than Delray Beach's own Coco Gauff. And she is the highlight of our coolest moment of the week.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
I shot a text to Papa Gauff. I said, hey, is there a watch party going on? Is there anything going on out here in Delray Beach for us to check out? Coco Gauff being a flag bearer for Team USA. He said, brother, I'm in Paris. Leave me alone. So thank you to him, but also check it out. Here it is earlier this week, Coco Gauff, Delray Beach native and superstar on a tennis court, learning that she would be wearing the white coat and toting the American flag in the opening ceremony in Paris.
And I think because you are so special, you have the honor of wearing this jacket during the opening ceremony and being the flag bearer with LeBron James.
Okay, I'm not going to cry. I'm okay.
She's won majors already. She's accomplished so much. But to say that you're doing something, you're debuting at something, not just the youngest in Team USA history, the first tennis player to do it, and you're doing it alongside LeBron James. Like, and remember, Coco Gauff's a huge Heat fan. So, you know, she rooted for LeBron those 4 years in Miami. I'm sure that would have to be a special moment just all together. Like, nothing more wonderful than that, and nobody more deserving than Coco Gauff in that spot. Like, that's incredible to do.
Do you think when LeBron James meets Coco Gauff, he's like, hi, I'm LeBron? Like, LeBron James, nice to meet you.
I feel like he says Bron, but he does strike me as a guy that would say his name. Like, a lot of really famous guys do that. Like, a lot of, like, when I met Nick Saban, like, a week or so after he retired from college football, he walked up to me on a golf course. We were at the Floridian doing the Reggie Jackson charity golf course, and he was like, hi, I'm Nick Saban. And I was like,
oh, that, I knew I recognized you from somewhere.
Maybe it was the Alabama hat he was wearing. I was like, hey, I'm Theo Dorsey. He's like, he probably wasn't even listening.
No, not at all.
That was the EDS Air Conditioning coolest moment of the week. Of course, brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSisYes.com. They got a new website. Check it out. EDSisYes.com. Say it again. It rhymes. It feels good. EDS is yes. They've got the comfort that you need in your home. And so this is why I need you to keep this website in mind. EDS is yes. For the most trusted AC specialist here in Palm Beach County, they get 24/7 support. EDSisYes.com. They've got all your plumbing needs as well. EDS is a trained comfort specialist. And as you know, it's hard to stop a train. EDS achieved a 4.8-star Google rating with over 760 reviews. And EDS has been yes since 2006. EDSisYes.com. Tap in. All your air conditioning and plumbing needs, EDSisYes.com. And I just got done getting serviced by EDS, and boy, my house stay cool. See, Kat, I told you, you know, my wife likes keeping it at 71. I just got a smart thermometer or thermostat installed into my house. Appreciate that, EDS. And now I can monitor it and see what the temperature is even when I'm gone. So I thought she was keeping it at 71 all the time. But what I've realized is when I'm not there, she's creeping that thing lower.
Oh, no. Like that's a sacred bond and trust that you hold with your spouse.
Yes. Yes. And she's broken it. She, like, 69. Like, 68.
I do 68 for bedtime, 74 for daytime. Might be a waste of energy, but that's how I like it.
You know, it is better to have it cool at night, like, nice and chilly, because you're going to be wrapped up in the blanket. You're going to be cuddling anyway. So it's like a, it's productive. But she's the type to keep it at like 69, 70 throughout the day. And I like to walk around the house with my shirt off, and it'd be like a igloo in that joint.
I've been traveling a lot this month, so staying in places that are not my own house, trying to like coexist with people who aren't accustomed to my temperature schedule.
Yeah.
It's been tough. Walking into a room, seeing a 76,
oh,
and
no.
It's 9 p.m. No. Are you kidding me? And then you got to have that uncomfortable conversation. It's bad.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I will deal with too cold before I deal with too hot. As somebody who has actually had his AC go out on him a couple times before in the past, before I became a EDS Gold member. Like, yeah, it's a horrific experience, especially here in South Florida. So, yeah, again, EDSisYes.com to get locked in with them. On the other side, as we continue, what a wonderful day, by the way. Mike Tannenbaum, Marcel Louis-Jacques. If you missed those interviews, we'll post them where you can find your podcast, Theoretically Speaking. We'll also have them on YouTube at Theo Speaking. So you can tap in and get all of that coverage surrounding the biggest contract extension in Miami Dolphins history, Tua, $53 million a year with the Dolphins to stay put. We also got some Team USA basketball right around the corner on a Sunday, and that's going to be the event that I'm going to tee off on to take it to the house. We got LeBron James versus Nikola Jokic. We got Anthony Edwards versus Nikola Jovic. I mean, these names go deep. We take it to the house on Theoretically Speaking around the corner. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I'm in a group chat right now trying to discuss boat plans in Chicago next week as I'm going to be out on the road. And one of my boys texts me, Theo, I know your ass ain't that busy. I'm doing live radio, man. I'll get back to you, Ahmad. Damn it. The greatest outdoor party annually in Boca Raton is Palm Beach County's premier college football event. That thing is back this year. Don't miss out on the 2024 Boca Raton Bowl. That's Wednesday, December 18th from FAU Stadium and broadcast live on ESPN. Last year's game, where we saw in-state rising power USF beat down Syracuse out of the ACC. What will this year's game have in store? Big names, big teams, big action. The 2024 Boca Raton Bowl, December 18th at FAU Stadium and on ESPN. Don't miss out, and you can find out more at BocaRatonBowl.com. People have no respect these days. Yeah, man, huge, huge day here. A lot of Tua contract news, a lot of great stuff. So it is no better time than now, C-Cat, as we get ready for a raucous weekend, some fun. Take it to the house. Gotta take it to the house. Come on. Yes, sir. Of course, course, when we take it to the house, we always remind you that the House West Palm Beach is open Thursday through Sunday. It is right there at the park. You know the golf course in West Palm Beach. And the house is coastal cuisine. It has all kinds of great dishes for you to dive into. Every time I bring somebody there from out of town, they're like, they fall in love. You get to sit right there in that beautiful ambiance. You stare right over the 18-hole golf course at the park, and they've got brunch options on the weekend. They've got all kinds of different things for you. On top of that, every entree comes with a free 9-hole round on the Lit 9. It's a par 3 golf course that stays open late. It's called the Lit 9 because you can play it until about 9 o'clock, and they light the lights up for you. A very fun time. TheHouseWestPalmBeach.com, TheHouseWestPalm.com. That's how you can make reservations and check out the menu. And when we do take it to the house, we give you something to take to the house. And Team USA Men's Basketball going to take on Team Serbia this weekend, Sunday, 11:15 a.m. They whooped them in the exhibitions. They're a 12.5-point favorite on Hard Rock Bet. I'm going with the Team USA. I'm going with the Americans to cover. And matter of fact, I got the Americans winning by 20 again. I think they got a point to prove after so many close games in the exhibitions. There's a lot of doubt around Team USA. Give me the Americans covering and Anthony Edwards leading the way in scoring. C-Cat, what you got?
Following the trend, Americans have been kicking German ass since April 6, 1917. And that does not stop on Sunday when the United States men's national soccer team takes on Germany at 3 p.m. Numbers already in posting yet. Doesn't matter. I'll bet whatever it is on the United States to win.
So the men's team.
Yes.
You're betting on the men's soccer team.
USA.
To beat Germany.
Uh-huh. Landon Donovan still playing? No?
You better hope so. You Tim better Howard? Really hope so. Because there's a lot of disappointment around what they've been doing lately. I mean, did they get a new coach yet?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm also not tapped in enough. But you know what? Take it to the house. C-Cat said take it to the house. So we'll do just that in the weekend. What a fun day. Tua signs his extension. Remember to tap back in on YouTube for all of the fun stuff today. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy. High School Game Day next on ESPN 106.3. Yeah.